And they admit it.
Yeah, and it would be pretty cool. And so if it was a couple hundred bucks, it'd be money well spent to bring them in and do that. So great, somebody run with that. I don't know how we'll run with it, but let's, between us, let's make sure we somehow figure out how we can do that.
Yeah.
For sure we can get those slides. I think they're, I didn't look deeper into the program, but I think the presenter slides in most cases were available. So
yeah, in fact, I actually went on there today, and so if they had a PowerPoint, all the PowerPoints were on there. I haven't checked that particular
session,
but we'll do that.
Yeah.
They had a book handout, and then they said you could fight amongst yourself to see who got it. Everybody looked, and it was already in my satchel.
And we
got their business card. He gave us his business card.
Good.
So we'll bring that to the A&B meeting, too, and get something together to reach out.
That would
be wonderful.
Real good. Thanks.
City manager.
Thank you. Just to follow up, that was my first AWC conference, and I'd really like to encourage the council, if you can spare the time to go to those, even if you've been doing this a long time. I was very impressed. They had very up-to-date speeches and speakers and topics and best practices. And I would just like to say that they are having, I believe it's about a day and a half in August, a budgeting workshop, I guess, for lack of a better word. Peggy is actually going to be going to that, since she's new to government accounting and budgeting, to get a sense of different things. But if your schedule allows, if you'll let me know, I can have Gina coordinate that for you. But I just think that foundation would be really helpful as we get into our budget talks. When you come back from August, then we're kind of talking about a whole different way of tackling the budget. So I'm just going to make that pitch a little bit.
Carpool down there.
Yes.
It's like July 27th, 28th in Tukwila, or if you can't do that one, then you can beg for travel money to go to Leavenworth in August. There's two shots at it.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you. Yeah.
It is worth going to. And it's Mike Bailey, who's from Redmond. He does a great job of this.
He was
thing.
Really a good speaker, really entertaining, really engaging. Yes. So also in your packets, I just included a copy of a letter that our Director of Engineering, Scott Smith, is sending out to neighborhoods. This is just really more an FYI, so you know for your constituents it's going out as we're starting that project. Also in your packets is the financial report for the period ending in May. Thank you for your patience. Peggy's getting in, learning the systems. She didn't want to release anything, which I appreciate, so all the numbers are tied together. I just want to point out some of these things are very encouraging. But I want to keep the bigger picture in mind. I don't want any false pretenses as we're getting into the budget. So in the general fund, fund balance is about $252,000 less than we were at the same point a year ago. Remember, that's because we just got taxes. So that is an artificial inflation of where the fund balance is. We are almost $600,000 less than anticipated on the expenditure side, and that's kind of the target we're reaching for at the end of the year. So if we can cut $600,000 in expenditures, I'll be happy with that at the end of the budget year. And I just say this, where I think as we get into the budget process, I think you'll find that we've made some pretty substantial cuts and help ease the burden, but there's a burden there we still have to solve. And so we're going to be structuring that discussion for you coming into the budget. Of course, as always, if you have questions on the report, we're happy to either answer those tonight or you're free to call us on those. Peggy and I are working on more a different style of the financial report to try to convey more information in a different format, and that may be a little bit give and take as we find something that we think is more informative and that you think is good and understandable from your perspective. So I think our goal is September, maybe, to mm-hmm. have like a new draft of that. Is that what we agreed on?
Yeah, end of the quarter, right?
End of the quarter, end of third quarter. So I think one of the things you'll see in here that you haven't seen in the past, I believe, is an investment summary. So that's something we've added. So, and then, I'm sorry.
I got a couple questions, and don't have to answer them on the spot, but think about this. One of the things that we have all been concerned about was the increasing cost of jail, and I know we were really scared about that. And I know even when we budgeted, we were going, I hope this is going to be good enough. We have been below, knock on Formica, We've been low all year long, which is great. Is that just because the winds are blowing good for us this year, or did we really over budget or whatever? You guys are all new. You don't have to answer right now, but I think as we go into budgeting, that's what I know we've been talking about at the other cities. Everybody's just, oh my goodness, all the costs, because the county ran their price up by a bunch, and it cost more to send people to Okanagan or whatever. I remember last year the chief was telling us, this is not going to be good. Cross your fingers, and it's been really good, so that's cool. But I'd like to have us that be a topic we talk about during budget time. Is this a good news thing long-term, or is this just a lucky thing?
And I think we'll have probably a lot of those conversations, because one of the things is we are both new, the two people who are putting the budget together primarily. So all those trends of, well, why was this above or below budget? Those are going to be the first questions we're asking. And so in this case, you know, like the chief would be brought into that discussion. Well, where's the trend? Where do we jail? Who, you know, is the state picking up the cost because we're not picking it up? Or is this a prosecution contractor? You know, so yeah, good point. And right now we're kind of starting from our perspective with a blank sheet. So we have a lot of questions in that regard.
The other one, I thought it was a glitch, but now it looks like it's a glitch for a couple months. Again, you may not know the answer off the top of your head. Non-departmental, we didn't have that big step at the change of the year like we thought we were going to, and I thought, oh, it was just a timing thing. But we now have a delta on that chart. I'm looking at the chart on page. There's no page number. I don't know. About the 11th page in the financial report.
Okay.
This is for non-departmental on the expense side, right before fire services.
Oh, I've got it.
So we split fire services out, right on line with what we expect for our fire payments.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we know what that is.
Without looking into the detail, yeah, wouldn't off the top of my head, so I'll be happy to look at that. I don't know if there is a...
looks like we budgeted some big step in December, and we just never did it.
I don't know if that's a timing of payments, like if there's like a big, like, you know, a lot of contracted services, I think, in there, like SNOCOM or those things. So, yeah, we'll be happy to take a look at that and give you some feedback on that.
Thanks.
And then the only other thing is we have the Mill Creek Festival coming up. We have the staff has kind of finalized the sign-up sheet for internally. I'll send that around if any of the council is interested in being a part of that as well, so you can let us know and we'll fill you in on those slots.
And you have to do it earlier, Tom. We have to move away all the good stuff. In the last 2 weeks,
he gives it away just.
All right, and that's all I have, Mayor.
Next up is boards and commissions. Well, we have the minutes there for the boards and commissions, design review board meeting minutes of April 21, 2016, art and beautification board meeting minutes of April 13, 2016, art and beautification board minutes of May 11, 2016. And last up is audience communication. Anybody want to talk to the audience? Once? Twice? Okay. Thank you, everybody. We're adjourned. Thank you.